الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصلاة إمام الدين، فمن أقامها أقام الدين، فمن تركها فقد هدم الدين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء اكرام، brothers in Islam، Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us iman, and because of iman we are Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us iman, and there are certain things which iman demand. If we fulfill those demands of iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring good conditions for us. If we do not fulfill the demands of iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be happy with us. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not happy with us, then over small things Allah ta'ala will make us fearful. Over little things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us fearful, and people moving around us will get afraid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the iman. But respected elders, the taqazas, the demands of iman, are we fulfilling it or are we not fulfilling it? For example, to think like a Muslim, to behave like a Muslim, to be like a Muslim, to have an outlook like a Muslim, to condition our mind and heart like a Muslim, to feel like a Muslim, to express ourselves like Muslims, to interact like Muslims. Are we doing it? Many a person having Muslim name, he is born in a Muslim family, he stays in the Muslim family, he behaves externally like a Muslim, he passes away, he is buried in the Muslim graveyard, but did he have a chance to think like a Muslim? Are we motivated to think like Muslims? And if we are not thinking like Muslims, why are we not thinking like Muslims? To give a talk before the Friday khutbah, it was done during the Sahaba time. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before the Khalif should come to make the Salat, the khutbah and the Salat, he should narrate hadiths during the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Taymi Dari radiallahu ta'ala, another Sahabi, he also should narrate hadiths and stories, so that the people can take inspiration from that. And he also should stop when he should see the Khalif coming to make the khutbah and the namaz, proving that this discussion or talk before the Friday Salat or before the Friday khutbah, it is a pattern of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala al-Majmai. It is approved. The reference I have documented in one of my books called Jummah. Hafiz Ibn Qayyum Ramatul Alay, the student of Hafiz Ibn Taymiyyah Ramatul Alay, stated that before the Friday or the Friday khutbah itself should be on current issues. What is affecting the Muslim masses at that time? The A'imma should talk about that and should give guidance to the people concerning those issues and give direction so that the Muslims know what to do. That also the reference is in that book. Presently in South Africa, because of this political transition, every person, every Muslim, he is worried. He is worried that what is going to happen to me? What is going to happen to me my family, my children, my profession, my trade, my house, my business, my shop, my firm, my car, all this is worry. That when this government comes, or when the new government comes, when this transition takes place, when that avalanche comes, when that flood comes, and when there is going to be political upheaval, and when there is going to be economical imbalance, and when there is going to be increase in social evils, then what is going to happen to me? How am I going to face this political onslaught, or economical depression, or social mess that I am going to foresee? Every person is worried about that. Who is worried about Islam? Deen of Islam, my iman, my family's iman, my children's iman, my children's Islamic education, my children's iman. Are we thinking on that line or this line? Are we worried about that in the new political dispensation, will they allow me to open business or they allow me to give azan aloud? Which holds more importance in my eyes? Will they allow me to behave and act and move freely like a Muslim and have religious freedom to the letter? Or are they going to put restrictions? Or are they going to tell me you can trade here or you cannot trade there? What is worrying me? Certain people say, no, if the political situation in our country gets stabilization, then we will be happy, we'll be in comfort. Certain people say that if you control the crime rate and control the social abuse, all the drug abuse, the child abuse, and all these things, alcohol abuse, then the country will be peaceful. Certain people say, no, if the sanctions and the boycotts are lifted and there is economical free enterprise, then our country will be good. Respected elders, we Muslims in South Africa at this moment, we are about to make this era. We are at the crossroads of this era. We are at the crossroads and the junction of this era that we are about to make. Solution for us as Muslims does not lie in the political dispensation, the new one or the old one. Solution does not lie in the social conditions. Solutions does not lie in the economical fluctuations of the stock market in our country. Solutions lie, this is where I'm trying to say, that we must try as far as possible and make an effort that we must start to think like Muslims. When we think like Muslims, we will behave like Muslims. And when we behave like Muslims, Allah Ta'ala's help will come. Allah Ta'ala's help will come. And contrary, that if we do not please Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will punish us. So every person, what he's worried about? Three things. Roti, kapra or maka. Every person is worried about that. The bread, the house, and the clothing. Last week we spoke about food and how a Muslim must eat in a platform. This week I want to focus my attention on clothing. Few broad outlines and some guidelines for us. During the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba should come for Jamaat. And when one Sahabi was missing, immediately it was known that Sahabi is missing. This is one of the benefits of going for Salat or Jamaat. That immediately when someone is missing, you know so and so is missing. And in our locality, our small locality, respected elders, we know what's cooking in the other man's pot. So closely knit we are. So in our locality, when we come here to the masjid and someone is missing, you know immediately there's something wrong. What is the problem? Can I help? And there's another thing too. Sometimes when a person does not come to the masjid for a long time, and Shaitan gets hold of him and he does not come to the masjid for a long time, then he decides one day to come to the masjid, then you do not have to meet him and say, what happened? Revenue caught you, that's why you came to the masjid. What happened? You're in difficulty now, that's why you're coming to the masjid. There's court case, that's why you're coming to the masjid. A Muslim is not talking. Once a person comes to the masjid, if you are a person making 5 times salat, then you should welcome that brother who is coming to the masjid and make him at home and feel at home that he must come here. One sahabi, immediately when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should give his salam, sahabi should get up and go away quickly. And this he was doing repeatedly. This he was doing all the time. So the sahabi asked him, that, what is the problem? Do you not like to sit in the majlis of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do you not like to sit in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do you not like to sit and listen to the advices, admonitions and consultations of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why do you go away? Spiritual advices, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, are like picking fruits from Jannah. One of these meaning of. He said, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, pick the fruits of Jannah. Sahaba asked how? He said, sit in the gatherings where the Islamic knowledge being given out. You'll be picking the fruits of Jannah. Sahabi says that I go home because at home my wife has to make salat. And there is not enough clothing at home so that she can cover her body. So I have to go quickly so I can take off what I am wearing and I can give her so that she can cover her satr, so that she can cover herself properly, so she can be properly attired to face her Rabb, and then she makes her salat. Sahabi did not go around from door to door and say, give clothing, give money, all the... Sahabi did not go to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, booty is coming in, wealth is flowing in, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give. No. Sahabi is having patience and forbearance. What is our condition today, respected us? Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, who one day was wiping his nose with a Yemeni handkerchief, and then he expressed a sigh of despair and said that today I am wiping my nose with a soft silken Yemeni handkerchief. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding me in this world and it will not reward me in the akhirah. There were times that we had no clothing on our bodies. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara, after Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha got married, she was in the house of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day visited Hazrat Fatima. Who? Hazrat Fatima, daughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, best of creation, best of Nabi, best Rasul sent down. The one where booties are flowing in, empires are being conquered, wealth is coming in. He goes to visit his daughter. He goes to visit his daughter who he has said she's like the piece of flesh of him. She goes to visit his beloved daughter. He goes to visit his daughter who was with him all the time. Who, because when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, within a few months she also passed away because she could not bear the separation. She, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, goes to Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha and knocks at the door, and she inquires from within that who is at the door? Who is at the door? He says, I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad is at the door, your father is at the door. He says, then do not come inside. Do not come inside. She says, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, why? She replies from inside, that Ya Rasulullah, that take out your chadar, take out your cloth, and put it inside, throw it inside, so that I can cover myself, that when you come inside, you do not find me in an uncovered state. Daughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the peak when the booty is flowing in, when wealth is coming in, this is how she is dressing. This is her condition. He could have given everything to her. But what is this? There is a lesson for us. That we should eat less, sleep less, talk less, and dress modestly. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith that he who dresses the dress of fashion in this world, he who dresses the dress of fashion in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will dress him the dress of disgrace and humiliation in the akhirah. Today, what is the position of ours? Respected elders, we have got more clothing, more material covering our windows than the Sahaba had for covering their bodies. Respected elders, and we are Muslims. What happens in a wedding? What happens in the bazaar? What is happening? They had same color shoes, same color socks, same color dress, and same color hair. So you got blue socks, blue shoes, and blue dress and blue hair. And that's Muslim. Purple hair, purple dress, purple shoes, Muslim. And people haven't got clothing to wear in our country. People haven't even got food to eat in our country. And people haven't got place to sleep in our country. And we are dressing like this. And we are eating like this. And we are behaving like this. How can the help of Allah Ta'ala come? How can the help of Allah Ta'ala come? And when the azab of Allah Ta'ala comes, when the punishment of Allah Ta'ala comes, then our wealth does not stand a chance in front of the azab of Allah Ta'ala. Then our arms and ammunition do not stand a chance in front of the azab of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Respected elders, that look at our homes, that they have to clean and polish our shoes. They must clean the floor. They must do everything. Hadith of Tirmidhi, Shamayil Tirmidhi, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should do all the housework himself. My message is very clear. We must learn to do things for ourselves. We are interested in polishing the cars and the shoes and the houses and the windows. We must learn to polish the heart with zikr, with coming to salah, with meeting brothers, having well-wishing qualities. And to dress modestly, not to dress lavishly. Respected elderly, last week I said in a platform that we should cut our expenses, our eating expenses, our living expenses by over 50%. And I think I'm underestimating this figure. I think we should cut our expenses more. When we cut our expenses, as far as eating, sleeping, talking, moving, luxury, comfort is concerned, then respected elders, when the change comes, when the political change comes, which is going to affect the economical change, when that comes, then when we are acting upon Sharia, then we'll see, no, Sharia is right, and the way of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is right, and I'll be able to accommodate myself in the new South Africa. Provided we practice upon the Sharia of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Maulana Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali, founder of Darul Uloom Deoband, one day his wife brought one box, one tin container, and she brought it in the house. So he asked her, what is this tin container for? She said, no, I want to pack your kurtas in this tin container. I want to pack your kurtas which are left outside. Now I want to put it in the tin container. So he said, today the janazah of Islam is coming out of my house. Now, in the light of that, look at our homes. In what ease and comfort and luxury we are in. What comfort and luxury we are in. And at the end of the day, we say, I'm following Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Respected elders, I'm addressing myself first, then you. We say at the end of the day, I'm lover of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I dress like Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I eat like him. I behave like him. Who eats on the floor? Who sleeps on the floor? Who gets up for tahajjud and cries? Who does these things? Who makes nawafil salat? Who makes Quran tilawat? Who makes zikr of Quran? Who keeps their houses clean? Who keeps their maids and everybody happy? Who keeps their woman folk at home and preserves the parda? Who lets the woman folk come out in the streets parda, with parda? Who dresses them properly? We Muslims too. Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi has written in one kitab that the men folk also do not dress properly. When they go into sijda and ruku, then everything can be seen. We should be dressing simply, living simply, eating simply. Everything, we must come down to earth. We better come down to earth, otherwise Allah Ta'ala will bring us down to earth. We better come down to the floor, otherwise Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will punish us and bring us down on the floor. And respected elders, one statement before I conclude. How we are behaving, we Muslims in South Africa, if we have to look at how we are behaving, analyze it critically in the light of Quran and Hadith and Sharia, then we deserve the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. Then we deserve it. But if we seek forgiveness, go back to the Sharia, follow Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam truly, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will be merciful to us. May Allah Ta'ala grant the ability to understand these. Wa afro da'wah, alhamdulillah.